This is Wade Ransky with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. A 2017 Pew study purported that 40% of Americans have experienced some form of online harassment. Parents of premature babies are encouraged to hold the baby next to their naked chest for hours every day in order to allow the baby to synchronize its heartbeat. In the U.S., responsibly invested assets have been on an upward march since the mid-2000s, climbing to $8.7 trillion in 2014 from $6.6 trillion in 2010, according to the latest Global Sustainable Investment Alliance review. Imposter syndrome is defined as the feeling of intellectual phoniness in people who believe they are not intelligent, capable, or creative despite evidence of high achievement. The syndrome is especially found among members of minority groups in the company of the dominant groups where their representation is minor. Visitors using short-term rentals in New Orleans in 2017 spent $150 million on lodging, part of almost $900 million spending linked to their stays, according to the University of New Orleans. This is a huge increase over the $174.8 million that short-term rentals generated in 2013. The study also found that short-term rentals generated $263.1 million in additional earnings for New Orleans residents in 2017, up from $56.1 million 5 years ago. There are about 65,000 vehicles affiliated with Uber in New York City, providing 400,000 trips per day, according to the New York Taxi and Limousine Commission. Around the world, 2.6 billion people play video games, including two-thirds of American households, according to the Entertainment Software Association. Scandals in the Washington, D.C. school system have upended the arguments of so-called school reformers and charter advocates based on cheating on test scores, rigged graduation rates, and cherry-picking schools. The Trump administration hiring freeze in federal prisons has left health workers, teachers, secretaries, and others guarding prisoners because of the constant staff shortages. In the arguments over discrimination against minorities and inequity in the New York City school system, it turns out that no other place in the country screens for as many schools as New York. 1 in 5 middle and high schools require grades and testing for entry. The Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action and issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke, and this bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 100 United Labor Unions, Social Policy Magazine, and the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.